This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Lazor with Lazor Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're just looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, then call Joe Lazor at Lazor Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444 and tell him the Roadman sent you. And joining us on the Roto Report is our good buddy Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com and FoxSports.com. And Sam, as our good buddy Tom Withers from the Associated Press termed it, it's the LeBron-a-thon. That's what it's turned into. You and I have wasted our last 2 days thinking this thing might be done by tonight or at midnight as we go into July 10th. It still hasn't been resolved where LeBron James will play his basketball next year, in Miami or Cleveland. So let's kind of recap the day, go through it, and see maybe why he hasn't made his decision yet, Sam. When we look back on the day, it started, at least from my standpoint, looking like things were going to happen rather quickly because the Cavaliers make the trade with Boston and the Brooklyn Nets verbally to clear cap space. Did you think at that point that things were going to move along quickly because they finally created that cap space they needed?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because just last night I thought, Kenny, hey, you know what, the Cavs need to still clear some cap space here. They need to get this done if they have any hope of getting LeBron. And then sure enough, you hear about it, you know, early in the morning they made that move, and now they have the cap space. So, yeah, and then we knew LeBron was meeting with Pat Riley in the afternoon, and we just figured, you know, I figured something was going to come out of that meeting. We would know at the end of that meeting. Even if LeBron didn't announce it, I thought that somebody would say, hey, he's made his decision. Here it is. And while Chris Sheridan of Sheridan Hoops reported that, the mass majority of national media has said that no decision. And I've heard from my sources, at least on the Cavs side, that the Cavs have not heard one way or the other from LeBron James.
The trade that was made, they got rid of Jared Jack, Sergei Karasev, and Tyler Zeller, and by doing so, they kept Anderson Barzal. Another reason I thought this was going to move along quickly, because we know how tight Andy and LeBron are. I'm betting they're going to hang out together at the World Cup on Sunday, Sam. So the moves that they made, the players that they got rid of, the space that they created, Sam, this looked to me at least like, okay, they would have enough money to go not only get LeBron James, but another free agent, because then we heard about Ray Allen and Mike Miller. What do you know at this point about those two names that we heard earlier in the day? Could they be coming as well if indeed LeBron comes?
Well, I think if LeBron comes, they're either going to, you know, odds are they'll either get Ray Allen, Mike Miller, or James Jones, who's another LeBron favorite. The outside shooter, and they've been pursuing, you know, all three, and in the sense that if we get LeBron, you know, and I think Ray Allen would come, I really do, because if he stays, you know, he's 39, if he continues to play, which he has indicated he would for another year with LeBron, then, you know, he could potentially come to Cleveland. And although he's an older guy, he still shot about 38% on threes last year, so he would be a valuable piece. But of course, if you remember 2010, when LeBron left, we knew that Shaq would leave. We knew that, you know, probably Delonte West was getting traded. We knew all these things were going to happen. But now it would look like those guys, those older guys, former stars, not necessarily James Jones or Mike Miller, but guys like Ray Allen and maybe guys at the end of their career who are bigger names might come along as well. So the possibilities are endless if he comes. That's the thing. And if not, you know, hey, you still have that money there, Kenny, to do some things. It's just, you know, anything after LeBron James, you could go out and get Carmelo Anthony. The Cavs aren't going to do that, but hypothetically, if you were to get Carmelo Anthony, it would be a letdown because you're hoping everybody's putting their eggs in the emotional basket of LeBron James right now.
All right. Get inside his head, Sam Amico. All right, you're Mr. NBA Basketball Insider for FoxSportsOhio.com. Climb inside LeBron's head. Why hasn't he decided yet between Miami and the Cleveland Cavaliers? Why is this dragging out? Help me, please.
Well, I think there are a few reasons. I think, honestly, Kenny, I think that probably right now he knows. I think that he's probably had his discussion with his family, and I think that he already knew going into that Miami meeting. I really think that and believe that. and that he just, you know, anytime you get a job offer and you're at a job and they're both pretty good situations in many regards, there are pros and cons to both for LeBron. I'm sure there are both pros and cons to the Heat, pros and cons to the Cavs. Think about it one last time. Talk to the family. Make sure you're sure. And that's probably what he's done. I can't imagine that he needs more time to think about this beyond tonight. Because, Kenny, you're talking about he opted out 2 days before the NBA draft, you know, the draft June 26th. So he opted out 24th. He's had a few weeks to talk about this, to let his agent, Rich Paul, meet some people. And he's had plenty of time. I just can't imagine. And you and I both wanted to end. So not only for that reason, but I think that, you know, everybody would like it to end and for LeBron to come to a decision. And I think he's going to do that, I would really guess, if not tomorrow, by Friday.
I've said all along, going back to January, that he was going to announce on his website. You're hearing similar things. So we're not going to see this on another Decision 2.0 show with Jim Gray. I'm hearing that he'll use social media to announce this. Do you think that has anything to do with maybe the holdup because they want to get everything together? Maybe what they had planned didn't go well, and so they want to make sure they do it right on his website in order to announce this. And is there any what's the best way to put this, Sam? Should Cavs fans worry any more if this thing takes longer for him to decide? Is that something that would favor the Heat or the Cavaliers or no? So two questions there about the website, and the longer this goes, does it benefit one team or the other?
Well, there could, yeah, there, you know, this website has to be able to handle what the traffic is going to be because it's going to be astronomical. So you have to be prepared technically. Maybe you're not. I don't know. So you have to, you know, you have to look into that and make sure, you know, when you do stuff on a website, it's risky business. Just ask the president who had a website glitch at one time. So, you know, I mean, you have to be really prepared for this. You know, the funny thing was, Kenny, I kept hitting refresh on the website tonight just for fun. And at one point, I saw a black box come up to the side with LeBron, and it was a split second, and it went away. And I kept doing it, and I thought, that wasn't supposed to be there. So maybe, you know, they're running tests or something. So that could be a strange thing. And then, you know, as far as your second question, you know what, anytime you're a Cleveland fan, let's be honest. And you know, I grew up in Akron, just down the road from LeBron. Anytime, Kenny, you're a Cleveland fan, the longer it takes, the worse it's going to feel inside. I don't know if it actually means it's worse, but it's doomsday if you're a Cavs fan or a Cleveland fan. That's just the way we have been conditioned with our sports teams. LeBron left. You know, we know the shot, the fumble, the drive, the decision, all these things. The Indians and the World Series, all these things that were in Cleveland fans' grasp that went away. This is starting to feel like another one. I don't know that it is. I don't even think that it is yet, but it's starting to feel like that, and that's where I feel bad for the fans of the Cavaliers.
All right, two other scenarios that were passed along to me as to reasons why maybe it's taking this long. Let's start with this one first, that he wants the Cavaliers to trade for Kevin Love and wants them to do it before he signs. And so, therefore, the Cavaliers are in negotiations maybe with Minnesota to see what the deal is as far as what it's going to take to get Kevin Love to come to Cleveland. Once that's done, then he'll sign with the Cavaliers. Do you buy into that theory at all?
I think there could be some truth there. Not a ton. You know, okay. I think that he's going to be confident in what they're doing, you know, and if he goes, he's going to trust in the Cavaliers and what they can do. As Zach and I co-authored a story today on FoxSportsOhio.com or yesterday, I guess now, the Cavs outlined a plan on how they would potentially get Kevin Love if that were needed. And everything we know, Rich Paul walked away impressed. But at the same time, you know, you actually have to call Minnesota and ask them to dance, and you're assuming they're going to dance with what you have, and that's where the hiccups could come in. So, you know, but I think LeBron, you know, I don't think he's saying go get me Kevin Love. I think it's more of, you know, we're going to be able to build the best team around you because of our assets and our financial flexibility. But they won't have as much, obviously, if LeBron signs, but you'd be able to move some of those young, attractive pieces, whether it's draft picks or players, to go out and get a third superstar and alongside Kyrie Irving and LeBron. I think that they, you know, if LeBron signs here, it's something he trusts in.
Sam Amico is our guest from FoxSportsOhio.com and FoxSports.com talking about the LeBron-a-thon. Again, credit there to Tom Withers from the Associated Press for calling it as such and appropriately so. The other theory that was floated my way was this. Because of what's happened with the Chandler Parsons offer, he's a restricted free agent, while the Dallas Mavericks made him an offer. Once he signs that offer sheet, which can be done now because it's after midnight on Thursday, July 10th, the Houston Rockets will have 3 days to match that offer or lose him. Here's the rub in all of this. If the Rockets match that offer before they sign Chris Bosh, then they won't have the money to sign Chris Bosh. So they need to sign Chris Bosh first. Then they'll be able to sign and match that offer with Chandler Parsons through the CBA and the rules of the salary cap and all that stuff that I still don't understand. So here's my question. Could LeBron be waiting for Chris Bosh maybe to sign somewhere else so it looks like Bosh is breaking up the Threedles, and therefore it won't be on LeBron who left first, it was Bosh? Could that be a reason why he's holding things up?
Well, Kenny, I guess we're not the only ones at LeBron's mercy. It could potentially be that case. You know, I mean, there are so many scenarios that are hold. You know, what is the holdup? Perhaps
right.
That's the reason. But I'm sure, you know, Bosh and LeBron are going to have a conversation, and just as anybody would. And Bosh is going to say, look, you know, should we do this again? Because if not, I got this huge deal that's going to pay me more than Miami. It's going to give me a chance to win a title, perhaps an even better chance than Miami, even with
right.
LeBron, Wade, and Bosh come back. He's looking at Dwight Howard and James Harden, who will allow Bosh to play his game even more, where he can be that stretch four with Dwight Howard. So, I mean, if you're Chris Bosh, I would think that, hey, LeBron, look, you don't have to announce your decision, but let me know, and then I'll go ahead and sign with the Rockets, or I'll just sit here, and I promise you word won't get out. You know, I mean, there's that type of thing, because right now, if you're Chris Bosh, the pressure is on you, and you need a solution from LeBron, I would think.
Yeah, and the pressure's on the Rockets, too, to make that decision. Do they value
Absolutely.
Chandler Parsons more, or do they roll the dice and wait on Chris Bosh and the potential of losing Chandler Parsons? So it affects the one domino. When it falls, it will affect everybody else, and things will get moving quickly. The question is, which domino will fall first? All right, Sam, I did a blog today, had some fun with it. The great Rodini made 5 predictions with LeBron James, and it's on my website, and I predicted that, number one, he would come to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number two, he'd announce it on his website. Number three, the headlines on the website would be coming home, unfinished business. Number four, he'd be number 32, because then they could sell new LeBron jerseys. And number five, that Ray Allen would come back. So I'm sticking by, even though this bothers me a little bit that it's taking this long, I'm sticking by that he's still going to come back to Cleveland. What's your gut telling you, and is your gut different from what your brain is telling you as to what LeBron will do?
Yeah, they're completely at odds. But my gut is telling me that he will come back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. My brain is saying maybe Pat Riley got to him a little bit in that meeting. I think he had decided on the Cavs, but I'm wondering now if something is up there, if Pat Riley got to him a little bit. However, as I told you earlier, Kenny, Chris Sheridan, one of the most, you know, I mean, as NBA writers, we don't offer praise very often. One of the most respected NBA writers for a long time, a guy who I've respected as a reporter. as an NBA writer for years, that dating back to his days with the Associated Press. I thought when he was at ESPN, he was the best guy there, the best NBA guy there, most reliable. Now saying 100% sure that LeBron James is coming to the Cavs, and says the national media is being misinformed on this. He's going back to the Cavs. That honestly gives me a great deal of confidence, even though I'm a little nervous for the Cavs. That report is giving me a great deal of confidence, as well as the fact that I had heard previously that LeBron was going to announce it not on the same day of the meeting, but either the next day or the day after that of the meeting with the Heat.
Yeah. Well, the Sheridan thing is interesting because I fell for one of the fake Twitter accounts, retweeted it, and then untweeted it, that he had signed, obviously, and was announced. And I think it was Wojo's, fake Twitter account. So I got suckered in, and then I saw the Sheridan thing, and I thought that was a fake account as well. So I don't know who to trust on Twitter anymore. I don't know if you saw with your Twitter account, I actually asked, is this really you, Sam, when you tweeted something out? Because at this point, I don't know who to trust on Twitter, and people get off on doing that by creating those fake Twitter accounts. And yeah, they got me. So, hey, good for you. Baba booey
right.
to me, I guess. So, but yeah, Sheridan is standing by his tweet that he thinks LeBron 100% is going to be a Cavalier. He's the one guy out there standing by that. And some people are questioning him, but I saw one tweet. He said, I stand by what I said. I have nothing more to say. And then he showed the odds in Vegas. I don't know what that meant, but the Cavaliers odds were fairly high, just below Miami's, right? To win the championship. And then you said he had a tweet recently, right? And I didn't see this one, where he stood by his original tweet that it's the Cavaliers for LeBron, correct?
And he did, and he said 100% now. So
okay.
He said that the national media, the other media who are reporting on this, have been misinformed. So,
and he was the guy too, Sam, right? Back in 2010, that I think he had LeBron at 90% going to the Miami Heat. So he got that one right back in 2010 as well, right?
Right, he did. But my question is, what did the great Rodini say in 2010?
I thought he was staying in Cleveland. So the great Rodini was misinformed, or I misremembered what I read in my crystal ball back then. Maybe I was up too late and had a few too many cocktails when I was reading my crystal ball that night and got it wrong, and he took his talents to South Beach. So I hope I'm not wrong again this time. We'll have to wait and see if it happens tomorrow. Actually, today, July 10th. Or maybe it happens on Friday or set. Hopefully it happens sooner rather than later. And the last thing before I let you go on LeBron is this. Who signs their contract first, LeBron or Carmelo?
I'm going to say Carmelo. I think his contract gets signed tomorrow. I really do.
Okay.
I think that or Thursday, which is later today, with the New York Knicks. And just the reports that I've heard, and it's just talking around the league, but no hard intel on that other than a couple reports and talking to some GMs who really aren't on the ends with Carmelo. But I just have a feeling, gut feeling, that Carmelo signs first.
Okay, last thing before I let you go just came to my mind. We really didn't touch on this. We mentioned his name, but we didn't get into detail. Kevin Love situation. Do the Cavaliers give up Wiggins? Is that what it's going to take? Is Minnesota not going to budge unless they get Wiggins? Or can GM David Griffin stand tall and stick to his guns and say, nope, I'm not giving up Wiggins. If you can get a better deal for Love, you're going to eventually lose him, then go ahead and do it, but you're not getting Wiggins from me. I'll give you these four guys to pick from and two draft picks. What do you think about Andrew Wiggins? Does he stay, or do the Cavaliers have to give him up to get Love?
I hope he stays. I really do. I just think he's going to be a dynamite player. But, you have to have that dance partner. And Kevin Love is a proven commodity, Kenny. He's 25 points, 15 rebounds a night, can shoot from the outside. He's tough underneath. He's a proven commodity. I don't want to give up Andrew Wiggins. It would pain me to give up Andrew Wiggins in a deal. But if you did that, if you had Kevin Love, LeBron James, and Kyrie Irving, you have to look at it like you're trading Andrew Wiggins in a deal for LeBron James and Kevin Love. And at 19 years old, having never played an NBA game, you have to make that trade.
Great stuff, as always, Sam Amico. We appreciate the insight, and let's hope the LeBron-a-thon comes to an end sometime soon here so we can get back to life as normal. I've missed a Journey Steve Miller concert because of LeBron James. I missed 18 holes of golf on a beautiful day on Wednesday for LeBron James. I don't want to miss any more good day. I got a wedding to go to on Saturday, so it better not be on Saturday night either. I want life to get back to normal, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. I have my son's baseball camp starting tomorrow, and I got to get up in the morning with him and take him off to that. I'll be sitting there watching him with my laptop on my lap and my cell phone in case anything happens. I sure would like to, and more than anything, Kenny, I need to get back in the gym. I got to tell you, this has just been a disaster. Okay, my body's turned to mush. My already not rock hard body is turned even more mush. So we're struggling in that department. But I have a prediction after hearing what you said, and that's by Sunday we will find out that the great Rodini is batting 500. And LeBron will return to Cleveland.
Well, let's hope so. Sam, thanks so much for joining me tonight. And as always, and you can check him out at FoxSportsOhio.com, FoxSports.com, and with me here on KennyRota.com with the Rota Report. Sam, get some rest, bud, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Kenny. Thanks a lot for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
Hope you enjoyed the Rota Report brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs. 330-722-4444. Check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, G-Town, keep it real.